Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute. This is John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. And this is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. Good morning, Lady Liberty. How you doing?
Well, great. Good morning to you, and good morning to all of you awesome listeners out there.
Yeah.
This is, it's Trump Tuesday.
It is.
And
it is already.
You know, gosh, Trump Tuesday. We have had a fantastic gift sent to us by a listener that made up some bumper stickers that were really, really cool.
Yeah.
And he sells them. In fact, we need to see if we can figure out a way to buy them from him so we can sell them on our website also.
Hey, there you go.
And this bumper sticker reads, "Trump won, Dems cheated." Just simple, straightforward. And I have one on my car, and the other will be on the truck. So,
yeah, there's red lettering and blue lettering. So,
yep, Trump won in red, Dems cheated in blue on a white background. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
And so,
and he made some other ones too. What's the other? Did you get another one from that? Was
no,
it?
Yeah. That was it. Just two, one for each of us. And and we want to thank him for that. That was really, really cool. And if we get the opportunity, we'd like to see if we can sell them on our website too, I think. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we just wanted to say thank you, and they're very cool.
Yeah. You're really well done. They're pro. Yeah.
Yep.
Good job. Love to see some of the other stuff that he's got. But, you know, sometimes it's that super simple messaging. Just bam, there it is. I mean, there's, you know, it's just stands on its own.
That's right.
It gets right to the point. It makes a very, very succinct message just at a glance, you know.
That's right.
So it's just perfect. So, yeah, good job. Well, today, you know, also, it is Trump Tuesday, so that's a great thing to bring up. One of the things, I was going to mention yesterday, the coffee shortages.
Yep.
We've got a couple of items that we want to make sure we bring up, of course, besides the word of the day as well. And it's not just coffee shortages. We're getting reports from AMRON members and listeners from all across the country, throwing up their little reports about, I went into Costco today and there's less and less of this and there's less of that, aluminum foil, you know.
Right.
Those food shortages, toilet paper, paper products in general, they're spreading their minimal inventory out to make it look more wider,
yeah,
bigger.
Right.
But everything's like, all the toilet paper was like just one deep.
Yeah.
But they got it all spread out on the front and the edge of the row of the shelving to make it look like there's more. So,
right. Well, and see, and that brings us back to the Sidney Powell information and the fact that this all stems from the Chinese. All of this is because of the Chinese.
And the UN. Chinese. This is a reset.
The Chinese, because of the fraud that they perpetrated over our election.
Yep.
And the fraud that is now proven on her website at, defendingtherepublic.org.
There you go.
And you know what? In fact, everyone that has been listening, we're trying, I don't know if you had the chance to listen to the John Jacob Schmidt show on Sunday evening or not. It was extra long because we were kind of encompassing the entire Chinese picture on America. Mm. And you did an excellent job with reading General Chi Haoshin's speech from China.
Yeah.
And then we kind of wrapped it up and, you know, talked about how they've been working, chipping away at all of our elected positions to place communists in all of our elected positions for, you know, since the year 2000, because they are the ones that are directly behind all of these voter fraud machines, these electronic voting machines. And so I just wanted to point out because today is Trump Tuesday, that we have no president. We have no president because right. of the Chinese. We have this horrible bioweapon in effect that is the Wuhan virus, the Communist Chinese Party virus,
yes.
and the deadly vaccine because of the Chinese and their attack upon America
right.
through their spies, their voter fraud, their state flipping, their turning Republican everything into Democrat that supports the Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just wanted to bring that out and point it out again, because we're going to keep doing that. We have an enemy, people, and they're responsible largely for the voter fraud. I mean, the election right. fraud.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A listener had mentioned, you know, hey, you guys should. Oh, I forwarded the email to you, saying, you know, hey, tell Lady Liberty, you know, maybe we should just get everybody at the voting precincts, to volunteer or to work on these election committees, so we have patriots in those positions. With eyes on, you know what I'm saying? So I'll let you see that, and we'll comment on that, you know, at some point.
Yeah. In fact, that was what my point was going to be with that. And I forgot already where I was headed with that was that we really want to know if this is sinking in, if people are actually getting the fact that the entire reason everything bad is happening to this United States right now is because of the election fraud.
Right.
Do people get that? We want your feedback. I want to know personally. So if you will please email me at themorningcommute7am@gmail.com. I would appreciate it. And that is the number 7. So themorningcommute7am@gmail.com. Email me to let me know if you have checked into the Sidney Powell website, if you have watched that documentary about Clint Curtis, the computer programmer that designed that, and that documentary is called Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies. Have you guys watched that? Is this sinking in out there?
What are your thoughts on this?
We want to know, because this is the single most critical issue, and nobody seems to be getting it.
You know, are you numb?
Right.
Are you just like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You're just like shuffling along now. It's trying to put one foot in front of the other and, you know, make sure you get your coffee.
Right. Right. Understand that the enemy is responsible for this election fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the Chinese and the UN.
And maybe it's something that we're bringing on ourselves. Maybe we just need to call the nation to repentance.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. And in fact, the Lord is speaking, man. Oh boy. I was shocked because this happens so rarely. It happened just a short while ago. I can't remember exactly when, but fairly recently where we read the word one day and then it was like the next week it was the same exact page again.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
And I can't remember when it was.
Came out several times.
What the word was now, and shame on me for that, but well, that happens. Memory loss, right?
Right.
And so, with that being said, the word of the day picks up exactly in Jeremiah chapter 5, where I left off last week, and you can attest to this. You watch me turn randomly. And the fact that it stopped exactly on the very same page with no bookmark or nothing.
That's
well,
right.
It's not the same page. It was the very next page. The very next word where I stopped reading is where I turned to. So it's almost like the Lord says, okay, you read that part. Now finish up.
Yep.
Here's the next part of the message that you are to share. And so
we are, what's our scripture then?
So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. And it's so important that I'm going to spend the next few days finishing up chapter 5 in the Word of the Day. You all can read ahead
yes.
on your own if you'd like, because it's extremely heavy. It's mm-hmm. extremely pertinent. And wow. Oof. Just hold on to your hats.
Just the wake-up call we all
yeah.
need.
The little grab you by the collar and give you a little brisk shake. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
Yep.
And so clearly he wants this message out there. So it reads, reading off from the previous sentence where I stopped, it said, "Therefore a lion from the forest shall slay them, a wolf of the deserts shall destroy them, a leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their backslidings have increased. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, said the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go up on her walls and destroy, but do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, it is not he. Neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine, and the prophets become wind, for the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them." And that's it, and I'll pick up from there tomorrow. But, okay, so...
So tomorrow we get to find out what thus happens to them.
Yes, what the therefore is. I always highlight therefores. When the Lord is speaking... Therefores are extremely important.
Because what's that there for?
Right, exactly.
There's a reason.
And so your conclusion, Lord, is right. And so, yep. And the interesting part there is the, you know, we were comparing the verse of when I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Mm. And so, then he says they were like well-fed, lusty stallions. And that's exactly what, I mean, the same kind of, you know, reference that he gave to David when he stole Bathsheba from Uriah the Hittite, right? Mm-hmm. And the Lord's message to him was you were given everything. And that was not good enough.
Right.
You had everything, and you took the one thing that this man had. You took it too, really,
right.
You know. And so that's the same kind of connotation here. He blesses people to the full, and then they go and just take more and become, I mean, adulterers and just, you know, doing abominable things, right?
Right.
So it's interesting to read that, but also the fact that yesterday we were talking about in Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, that the ungodly way of the sinners and all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him, and how he was so hurt and offended by the harsh words,
mm-hmm.
but everyone will give an account for the harsh words spoken against him. And so then when it's talking about here, it says, "For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said that it is not he, neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine." And so he's offended.
Yep.
He is extremely offended and probably hurt. And so, because we can hurt God, we grieve the Holy Spirit and it hurts him.
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, this right here in Jeremiah 5 is extremely hard hitting. And to see the fact that he also says, how shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, this is clearly important. And back here also where it says, because their transgressions are many and their backslidings have increased. I thought it was interesting that the Hebrew word for backslidings is meshubah. And it means turning back, turning away, defecting, faithlessness, apostasy, disloyalty, reverting, backsliding. This noun is found 12 times in the Old Testament, 9 times in Jeremiah alone. And this root word is shub, a verb, which means to turn, return, or repent. If repentance is a turning around, then backsliding is a turning back or turning away from God. And so then it says, God gave a merciful invitation to the backslider in Jeremiah 3, 12, 15, and 22. And in this latter verse, God regards backsliding as a condition that requires healing. So how important describing a nation such as ours right now?
Oh, yeah. Needs healing. You
know, yep.
Repentance, healing.
And backsliding, yeah. The continual faithlessness and moving away from the Lord. Mm. And so,
and moving away from the source of our blessing and our heritage and everything that defines us.
Right, and the thanklessness when he feeds us to the full, and our thanklessness in return, where we just go and start doing terrible things, abominations. And so this is more or less a call to repentance again.
And we're going to find out why tomorrow.
That's right. The therefore.
Yeah. We're going to find out what the there is for.
Yes. That's
there
right.
There you go.
Yep.
All
so,
right. Well, thank you for that. That's a lot to chew on. That's a lot of stuff, but folks can read ahead. You're encouraged to, actually.
That's right.
And that's Jeremiah 6. No,
Jeremiah chapter 5.
5.
Verses 6 through 14.
All right. Yep. There we go. Okay, well, thank you for that once again. And let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Katie Armour, C-A-T-I, as in come and take it. KatieArmour.com. It's serious body armor for serious times. Christian patriot-owned business that you can support. And their website is KatieArmour.com. Simple enough. And stay right there. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Hardly a shot was fired. With ruthless propaganda and clever political intrigue, the Soviets captured control of 5 free governments and sealed off 70 million people behind an iron curtain.
Well, welcome back to the second segment of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 here brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business venture, if you have some other type of endeavor, a ministry perhaps, and you need a website hosting, we're not going to have to worry about getting canceled because you're too Christian or some other thing like that, then you can support a Christian patriot-owned business. They're based right out of the American Redoubt, and they've taken great care of us for a long time. TLCwebhosting.com. Lady Liberty, here we are, segment 2.
That's right. Everyone who's just joining us, welcome back to Trump Tuesday.
That's right. That's the way we do it.
That's right.
And there's a couple things right now. I don't know if you guys saw the coup, the military coup that took place in Sudan. Ah, who cares? Was little bushwhackers out there who, you know, they live on the other side of the world. That has nothing to do with me. And
right.
Well, you know, as Christians, interested in prophecy and, being very acutely aware that Jerusalem and Israel are dead center in the middle of end times events. Right? That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Well, if you guys remember in Ezekiel 38-39 war, Israel comes under attack from several countries around that region. One of them is Ethiopia or modern day Sudan. And Libya, Iran, Russia, there's several of them right here, Turkey. But I wanted to focus on Sudan because this was really interesting. President Trump facilitated Trump Tuesday. He facilitated this, not a peace agreement, but like a peace accord called the Abraham Accord to get, now we're seeing the United Arab Emirates. We're seeing Sudan signed on to it. So we're thinking, well, here we are rushing headlong into the end times. And Sudan is supposed to be among several countries that are going to attack Israel very soon.
Yeah, how bizarre.
Huh? I'm like, how can that be? They just signed a peace agreement with them. So this is the kind of fascinating stuff that we're going to be watching. How quickly something's just, bam, going to change in an instant. Well, these guys are the Abraham Accord. They're friends. They're friendly toward Israel. They're working about, talking about cooperation. But here we are in the end times, and they're not supposed to be friends.
Right.
They're supposed to be like one of the attackers of Israel. Well, that goes to tell you something is going to happen. Well, something just happened yesterday. A military coup just took over. They arrested, detained the civilian government, including the prime minister or president, whatever they call them there. And they are in absolute control. So things are happening. So some shakeup that's happening. So keep your eyes on Israel. Just very interesting, something that jumped out.
I remember when we heard...
if you follow Amir Sarfati
talking about that, and we were I remember it struck me. I was like, Sudan? What on earth does Sudan have to do with anything, right?
Right.
And so, but that was quite a while ago that he mentioned that. And so the fact that now the coup has happened.
Out of nowhere.
Yep.
I wasn't aware of this. I track this stuff. I track Africa. Well, just world, global geopolitics and especially military things, shifts in government and military coups and those kind of things are something that's I just inherently follow and have for many years. I didn't see this coming.
Right.
But I haven't really been paying attention. What's going on with Sudan today? I got other stuff to worry about. But this is a very significant development.
Yep, yeah, that's right. So. It's fascinating that the Lord is correct. We have no idea how we're going to get there, but when we get there, we're going to go, oh, see, he was right.
Exactly. So we talk about the climate change and running out of fuel and running out of natural gas and we are not going to run out of anything. He gave us everything we needed to sustain us all the way through to the end.
Right.
One thing I wanted to mention too, also yesterday, I didn't get a chance to get to. My dad was telling me about a story that some type of study that he came across about these coffee shortages. And I just got a letter from Minutemen Coffee. They have done quite a bit to store up ahead. But like Brazil, major importer, and they just had frost and all kinds of other damage, a bunch of their coffee crops. Now we have shipping container backlogs. Shipping container from Colombia, full of coffee from Colombia.
Right.
They won't offload it. They can't get the stuff that's already offloaded on trucks and delivered. So now you get this stuff that's starting to spoil out sitting on the ocean that they won't unload. So Colombia says, you know what? We're not doing this anymore. We can't afford to do this. We're not shipping any more coffee.
Wow.
We're done. Because you won't offload the stuff we've got. B, you're not paying for the stuff we've already delivered. And so we're done for a
plus
while.
Plus they're having to eat that entire shipment when it comes back.
Right.
You know, because it sat there for a while and apparently it was declared not quite fresh enough.
And so now they're scrambling to get coffee like from Vietnam and other places to try to fill that gap. But it's a mess. That's just coffee. I mean, there's paper products, there's batteries. I've got a whole story on that. The Forward Observer Intelligence Service came out yesterday about batteries. We are in trouble. You wouldn't think something like batteries could be such a strategic Achilles heel to our national defense and our industry and everything else. China owns us. They have us by our little toe when it comes to just batteries.
Right.
It is a national security issue because our military is so heavily dependent. You take away the battery supply, our military comes to a screeching halt in 30 days.
Wow.
Batteries.
And so what kind of batteries are you talking about?
Kinds.
Are you talking every kind of battery?
Well, the super high technology batteries, lithium, lithium iron, lithium ion, those type of things. Because they hold so much electricity, so much power stored because of that technology so advanced. China has the edge, the leading edge on that. And they just signed a deal with Taliban in Afghanistan, who has the highest lithium deposits in the world. And now China has been working this deal for years. So we go, Afghan falls, Chinese come in to help them develop their nation, and they get all that access to all that lithium.
Right. Well,
which further ensures their position strategically. So
that's right.
This is a very, very precarious time. Supernaturally, we cannot stand against our enemies if we are in rebellion to God as a nation.
That's right.
And just as supernaturally, he could restore America and our glory and our power and might in an instant, overnight, in the same way that we're stunned to see our fall and our enemies rise. He could stun the entire world by flipping that if we would repent and turn to him.
Just like Nineveh. Just like Nineveh. The leader commanded everybody get into sackcloth and ashes and fasting and everything. And the leader on down to the lowest person, they all repented, and it stopped the wrath of God. He turned it back.
And many times with Israel or Judah, when their enemies were overwhelming, the people had rebelled against God, judgments coming on them, and overpowering militaries descending on them. They cry out to the Lord. They seek his guidance and his wisdom, and he flips things around.
Yep.
And he can do that. He can do that for us too. So, but I don't know. We're approaching the end times. Very, very amazing time to be alive. Isn't it?
It is, because it's almost like Satan is being let loose a little bit ahead of the game. You know what I mean? The chaos that we're seeing, the author of chaos is Satan, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's the devil without a doubt, because God is order. So chaos is Satan. And that is what we're seeing starting to run rampant right
chaos
now.
Chaos and disorder and deception, lies. That is what's ruling the day right now. So more than ever, cling to the Lord.
Right. And just like he says, they've dealt very treacherously with me, and shall I not punish them for these things, he says.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Read it.
Yep.
Read it and weep, or read it and repent so you don't have to weep.
There
How's
you
that?
Go.
That's a better deal.
Even better.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed rest of the day out there. Stay strong. Keep your powder dry. Keep your head on a swivel. Stay in the Word. And I think that's all the advice I've got for today.
You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.